This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Salvation Army reported this week that donations to its 2010 National Red Shield campaign in Canada are just over $1 million short of the nearly $3 million total needed to provide social services helping Canada's poor and homeless. The campaign has collected an estimated 60% or $1.6 million of its goal going into its final week. The decline in giving is part of a larger trend seen most recently at Salvation Army centers and shelters across the country. This occurs at a time when the demand for services from Salvation Army facilities has grown more than 25% since 2008. Nanaimo's New Hope Center, which is operated by the Salvation Army, reported a deficit of $250,000 last year. Center management told members of Nanaimo's Working Group on Homelessness last week that changes may have to be made to food services offered in Nanaimo, particularly the daily meal programs, in the light of continuing funding shortages. I'm joined in the studio by Rob Anderson, who is Director of Community Services for the Salvation Army in Nanaimo, and by Wallace Mallet, an activist and advocate with the Creative Awareness Collective, and also by John Horn, social planner for the City of Nanaimo. Rob Anderson, the Nanaimo News Bulletin reported that the New Hope Center operates on approximately $1.1 million and that the meal program costs $500,000 a year, serving up to 7,000 meals a month. I'm not sure of the exact statistics, but I'm wondering if you could tell us more about the demand for the service and the associated costs.
Good morning, Kevin. The New Hope Center, the $1.1 million is just for the New Hope Center. There's additional, the monies is for the meal center. As you remember, as in December, we implemented a $1 meal program. And with that, we implemented a meal card program where we continue to give free meals. That has dropped our numbers a little bit, but it does not, there hasn't been significant savings. And with our budget shortfall that we saw last year, we're looking at all of our programs and seeing if there's a way in which we can make any changes to ensure that they are sustainable. Meal program is one of them, and in response to that is what we've done is we're trying to form a task group to look at the meal program, look at maybe some of the things that we can do in order to ensure that the meal program continues in our community.
Now, Gord Fuller, who chairs the 710 Club Society, told the News Bulletin, quote, "We would like to get the breakdown on exactly why it's not working. They have the money in place, so why can't they?" unquote. I'm wondering if you could, if you're able to provide some kind of answer to that, the notion that, you know, what exactly isn't working in the mix?
Well, one of the challenges that we face at the New Hope Center is that about 4 or 5 years ago, when we had the money, we had expanded the staffing in the kitchen, and we hired several of our clients, people that use the service. And what has happened is then that has put our staffing costs fairly high, and that's affecting us today. And we are a union facility, so we can't just lay off staff and replace them with volunteers. The other challenge that we face is that we have our contracts with the provincial and federal government. And with those contracts, we must meet the Canada Food Guide. And the challenge that we face is that we have contracted clients and community clients eating side by side, and we need to make sure that everybody's treated equally.
Wallace Malay, you have questions about the numbers of people who are showing up for the Salvation Army's meals. You and a number of people associated with the Creative Awareness Collective spent several weeks counting the numbers of people attending the meals. You've said that at most 125 people were present. Why is it so important to know exactly what number of hungry people have lined up for these meals?
Okay, starting in December, Mr. Anderson stated there was 250 people a day lining up for lunch. We questioned that headcount for a couple of different reasons. One being you cannot serve and seat 250 people in a 60-seating dining room in 60 minutes. His cost of $500,000 for the meal program over the year for both lunch and dinner, as he stipulated in the newspaper, might work into that formula of 250 people, because I worked there, and since then I do go in there once in a while, and I'm in contact with a lot of people that go there, and we did a head count, and it's about half the number that he's stating. So if it's only half the number that he's stating, then the cost should not be $500,000, but it should be lower. So we question the inconsistencies and the way he delivers his message over the last several months, they contradict themselves. And if you look back through the Nanaimo Daily News and the news bulletin, you will see these inconsistencies. So we want to know the facts, especially the cost formula. Are they taken into account in that cost formula? How much of that is donated in money and food from the community?
You and the Creative Awareness Collective protested the implementation of a $1 fee for lunches during the winter. What are you hearing now from your associates and others involved in this issue?
Well, the $1 charge affected those most in need of food, and they have gone over to the 710 Club, which has increased their daily intake. The dollar charge was implemented, and one of the reasons was to increase a person's self-worth, which is what started our collective in the first place. The dollars and the facts and figures that Mr. Anderson states for the Salvation Army don't add up, and we'd like to see some more transparency on these. And also with the union, their wages aren't that much there at the Salvation Army, so we still question what's being done and how it's being done. And as far as turning around and telling the community you're going to close the doors and close the program, well, maybe most of the people that support the Salvation Army like to know, if the money's not going partially towards feeding the people in this community, where is it going?
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. A new report from the Salvation Army shows that approximately 3 million people, one in nine Canadian adults, have either worried about or personally experienced homelessness. The report also indicates that demand for social services is on the rise. At the same time, the public perceives homelessness and poverty as two of the nation's most critical social problems. The report was released to kick off the Salvation Army's National Red Shield campaign, a month-long effort that seeks to educate the public about the cycle of poverty in Canada and raise funds to help combat the problem. Now in its final week, the National Red Shield campaign has come up short, raising just 40% of its $2.75 million goal. In Nanaimo, the Salvation Army's New Hope Center is appealing for partners to help it continue delivering a meal program that is currently much needed, but that lacks sufficient funds to operate. I'm joined in the studio by Rob Anderson of the Salvation Army, John Horn, City of Nanaimo Social Planner, and by activist Wallace Malay of the Creative Awareness Collective. John Horn, can you provide us with some perspective on this issue? What are some of the strengths and weaknesses in food security for poor and hungry people in Nanaimo at the moment? And can you give us any other perspective when we hear this discussion?
Sure. I mean, in terms of food security, there's two components. One would be the loaves and fishes type of food bank, where you're picking up groceries that you cook yourself. The second is the hot meal programs that the Salvation Army and the 710 Club provide. Both those are key components, because some people don't have the capacity. If you're homeless, you have no place to cook your food, etc. So they're both needed in our community. And if you look past all the numbers about staffing dollars and budgets and donations, really what the Salvation Army, I think, is saying is that this program is placing a fairly significant burden. And this is not new to nonprofit societies. Loaves and Fishes came to the working group about a year ago and said the same thing. We can't continue to provide this much to this many people without it breaking our society. So there's a good model there with the loaves and fishes. We were able to wrap around with them and create. I think we have five food banks now in our community, five or six, with the help of the faith sector and lots of volunteers and a bit of money. We were able to take the strain off the loaves and fishes. They're now operating those five or six food banks and are able to continue and be sustainable in that model. And that's working out really well. It's taken a lot of contributions, though, from churches and individuals to make that happen. So from the Salvation Army's perspective, I appreciate that budgets and staffing are important and all these sort of things. But really, at the end of the day, we're going to have to wrap around as a community and provide the same sort of solution. We're going to have to provide some alternatives, take some of the stress off that building and some of the stress that the Salvation Army is experiencing. No one's obliged to provide social services. They do so because they're committed and passionate and wanting to do it. If it's going to break their organization, then they're probably not going to do it all, you know, forever. So that's really, we're going to have to just sort of grab the bull by the horns and look at some alternatives. That's the bottom line.
In terms of food security in the community of Nanaimo, the city of Nanaimo, what is the most immediate concern then?
Really, the hot meal program is probably the most prominent concern. There is significant investment in energy and time in enhancing the capacity of the food bag system, you know, where that's, people take the groceries home. So in this case, the provision of hot meals is probably the most critical piece facing us right now.
Rob Anderson, the Salvation Army is calling for a task group to ensure the sustainability of its meal program in Nanaimo. What do you hope will happen with that task group?
Well, I'm hoping that by pulling members of the community together that we can come up with some creative solutions to ensure that the meal program continues. As you're probably aware, the Salvation Army has been in this community since 1888, providing services. And through that time, we've faced many challenges. And we feel that if we be proactive, we will survive this one as well. And we've actually expanded our services over the years, and then we can meet the challenge.
Now, you've said that you remain committed to providing this charitable service. Feeding the hungry, it seems, would be one of the bedrocks of a Christian ministry. How does this square with your organization's overall mission and religious purpose? And I guess what I'm driving at here, Rob, is the challenge of making decisions amongst programs and which to pursue and which not to pursue.
Well, the first thing that we look at is the need in the community. And we do it because of our social conscience that we have as the Salvation Army. And when it comes down to looking at what programs stay, what programs do you operate, it's basically what can you afford and what best serves the community.
Wallace Millay, your comments.
Okay. As usual, I disagree with Mr. Anderson. He states in the paper that it's $3.8 million is the operating budget for the Salvation Army. And out of that, $1.1 million is for the New Hope and $500,000 is for the meal programs. That's $1.6 million. So you got $2.2 million. I'd like to know what programs that's going to. And what is the Kettle campaign for? And if you're at a $250,000 deficit, how come you just opened your third thrift store boutique, and you are funded for the emergency shelter, you are funded for the transitional housing, so where is this deficit coming from? It sure can't be all from serving the meal program when a lot of the food and that is donated from the community, along with corporate sponsors like TELUS turning around and delivering meals and so, we once again question. The Salvation Army has done great things in this community over the years, but these questions are not only the concern of the collective. They're concerns of many in this community, and even more so now. So if you're not feeding the people as part of the donations you take in, what is that $2.2 million going to?
Would you like to respond, Rob, or should I move along to the next?
I can respond to that. When we offer the operate thrift stores, there is a cost to providing, to running those stores, as with any retail company, and one of the reasons for starting the third thrift store was to it's one of our main ways of fundraising is through the thrift stores. So it was to try to an attempt to raise more money into the community without, you know, going door to door and asking people. And the thrift stores do provide a valuable service, I think, as well to the community.
This is a People First Radio, the Salvation Army's New Hope Center. And Nanaimo may have to cut its meal program due to funding shortages. The hope is that other organizations will step up to take over feeding the poor and hungry in the city, relieving the New Hope Center from the demand for food and the lineups that creates. I'm joined by Wallace Millay, an activist representing the Creative Awareness Collective, Rob Anderson, the Director of Services at New Hope Center, and John Horn, the City of Nanaimo Social Planner. John Horn, the Nanaimo Daily News published an editorial on Tuesday, May the 25th, titled "Salvation Army Now Needs Our Support," and seemed to point the finger squarely at the provincial government for not providing more support. And I'm going to quote briefly from that editorial. "Because of the policies of this and previous provincial governments, the last resort for many British Columbians are organizations like the Salvation Army. If they can't feed them, both nutritionally and spiritually, who will?" And so, John, this is beginning to sound like the dilemma that surrounded homelessness for many years, the various levels of government trying to find a way to meet the challenge without, it seems, necessarily having to pay for it. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this developing situation.
Certainly. I mean, ever since the establishment of the first food bank, which was in Winnipeg probably 30 years ago, the issue of hungry people in communities has always been left to the communities to respond to. So there isn't a federal government department that covers hungry people, and there isn't a provincial government department. Certainly the municipalities have often been partners in addressing that, but we don't have a hungry people department either. So in essence, the crux of the matter is that every time that situation rears up in any community, it requires the nonprofit societies and the people who live in that city to step up and feed those folks, and that can be pretty tough. So really the only policy issue that really impacts that has been the rising cost of people's accommodations, and so that's driven a lot of people to need food banks and to need hot meal programs, because the bulk of their income, if they have income, is going to pay the rent, and that discrepancy is huge, and it's forcing the food sector to pick up a lot, and mainly that's people's incomes just aren't sufficient to stretch to both food and shelter. And so there's a discrepancy there, and unfortunately there isn't really a coordinated response to that at governmental level. It's pretty much left to communities to solve. So
we have just a couple of moments left, and I'm wondering if I could perhaps just invite a round of final comments, starting with you, Rob Anderson.
I just want to reinforce that we see the meal program as a very important program that we offer to the community. And we will do whatever we can to make sure that it continues. And so we're trying to be very proactive in making sure that it continues.
And Wallace Millay.
As usual, Mr. Anderson won't answer directly and have accountability to the money. He didn't answer my question about the $2.2 million. And frankly, Mr. Horn just stated that hot meal is the most important. So what other programs does the Salvation Army have that's more important than feeding hungry people?
And John Horn.
I suppose that there's two faces. One is that feeding the hungry is probably a core responsibility of all of us. And then secondly, I guess if the Salvation Army has been helping people in the Nanaimo since 1888, that's a long time, then we probably have an obligation to see what can we do to help them help people. So it's a two-way street.
Okay, thanks very much, all three of you, for taking the time to come in and join us in this discussion today. And I'll follow this with great interest. Perhaps we can touch base again on this.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Okay,
Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Rob Anderson is with the Salvation Army's New Hope Center in Nanaimo. Wallace Millay is a community activist with a group called the Creative Awareness Collective. And John Horn is the City of Nanaimo's social planner. The Salvation Army currently has 462 units providing social services within local communities across Canada. Most of these are small and operate with limited resources. 63% of these community initiatives have a budget of less than $500,000, and more than 20% of them finished the 2009-10 fiscal year with a deficit. You can find the Salvation Army online at salvationarmy.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.